Your life is brimming with opportunities to learn about emotional freedom. Every success, every heartbreak, every loss, every gain. How you transport yourself through these portals determines how free you can be. I want you to start viewing your emotions in a non-ordinary way, as vehicles for transformation. The word emotion comes from the Latin meaning to move, rather than simply as feelings that make you happy or miserable. Expect them to test your heart. That's the point. What you go through, what we all go through, has a greater purpose. Always, the imperative of emotional freedom is for the love in us to evolve. Albert Camus says, "Freedom is nothing else but a chance to be better." To make this a reality, you must begin to see each event of your life, uplifting or hurtful, earth-shaking or mundane, as a chance to grow stronger, smarter, more light-bearing. But here's where many of us hit a wall. We're ashamed of being afraid, inadequate, lonely, as if we've failed or done something wrong. None of these conclusions are true. It's a misguided expectation that we're supposed to be serene all the time. A depressed patient once apologized, "I wish I could be coming to you for something more spiritual." I felt for him, but like so many people in pain with that commonly held perception, he was mistaken. Facing emotions, all of them, is a courageous, spiritually transformative act. As you look into yourself, here is a fail-proof formula for liberation. Dare to keep expanding your heart, even if you've been justifiably wounded by pain or disappointment. The effort is never wasted. As you do, ferociously resist selling out by becoming cynical or shutting down. These are claustrophobic states worse than death to me. No matter what you've experienced, there is always hope for change and healing. It's a miracle within reach. Don't be afraid to want it. The way to start is to understand the basics of emotional freedom. Here's a mission statement that summarizes the process. To stay clear about your purpose and goals, you can refer to it while exploring the principles of this book. What does emotional freedom mean? It's the capacity to give and receive more love. Getting there entails building positive emotions as well as facing and releasing negative ones. Instead of spinning out with, say, anger after you've been hurt, you'll respond from a centered, more empathic place. Emotional freedom includes both personal and spiritual evolution. Learning to work with negative emotions rather than collapsing into them helps you grow spiritually and rise above what is small within you. Being free means removing counterproductive emotional patterns and viewing yourself and others through the lens of the heart. Why do I need emotional freedom? To liberate yourself from the quicksand of negative emotions. When these accumulate, they disrupt your calmness and compassion, destroy relationships, and ultimately distance you from the joy and wonder of the world. How do I achieve emotional freedom? Emotions become a springboard for higher consciousness once you see that each one has a lesson to impart. I'll show you, for instance, how to build patience to counter frustration. Sometimes, though, as with acute grief, you'll learn that you just need to be with the feelings, whereas you can aim to heal and transform envy. There are two stages of processing emotions. First is healthily acknowledging the raw feeling rather than stuffing or airbrushing it. The second is transforming negativity. I'll explain many methods to do this with a variety of emotions. The outcome of emotional freedom? You'll feel happier, more flexible, and alive. You'll also be kinder to yourself, your friends, and family. You'll have increased patience with coworkers and be able to effectively resolve conflicts. You'll connect with your deepest instincts and the power of the heart to surmount even the most disappointing situations. You'll feel nurtured and protected by a spiritual force that will let you know you're never alone. I savor this Native American story because it speaks to the essence of emotional freedom. A chief is talking to his tribe about two dogs inside his mind. One is a white dog that is good and courageous. The other, a black dog that is vengeful and angry. Both dogs are fighting to the death. A young brave, unable to wait for the end of the story, asks, "Which one will win?" The chief responds, "The one I feed." Remembering this dynamic, set your intention to feed what's best and most beautiful within you, a stance that will impel your liberation. An initial step towards achieving emotional freedom is to know where you currently stand. So when you have a moment, open the PDF file I mentioned earlier and take the emotional freedom test. It's a self-assessment tool that consists of 20 questions for reflection, covering a range of positive and negative emotions. Answer not true, sometimes true, or mostly true to each question. This will help you identify ways you typically respond to a variety of emotionally charged situations in your life today, including the most mundane. How you deal with, say, traffic or an obnoxious neighbor is not trivial. The microcosm of daily aggravations is, in fact, a practice lab for larger, more serious issues. Behavior in both dimensions can impact your quality of emotional freedom. Take the test to find out about yourself. The purpose is to get a baseline score. Mark it down for future reference, then watch it improve as you practice the techniques I'll be recommending. It'll highlight your strong points and those in need of loving attention. It's important to the work we're doing, so take the test as soon as you can.